I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast thing. Whoa, yeah, here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. Today I'm just on my lunch in the office, just walking through the streets of London. I'm going to find myself a cafe to hunker down. We are 2 days into NaNoWriMo. Yesterday I got 3,000 words down. This morning I got about 5:30, got 2,000 words in. And I'm walking with a spring in my step because I've got like this, I have purpose, I have something to do, I have something to focus on. And it sort of reminds me when I was doing 7-day storytelling challenges every week, it's that same sort of feeling, like, it's like a sort of clarity to your life, that only through putting conscious effort into moving forward, you tend to get that sort of clarity and that focus. It's when you're not moving forward and you're sort of not sure what to focus on, you sort of become a little bit dazed and lackadaisical, as it were. So I'm part of an online sort of Facebook group thingy, and on there a lot of people are doing NaNoWriMo and they're all posting the word counts. Some of them are struggling, I think, a little bit. They're posting like they did like 350 words yesterday, and they don't understand sort of how you can get out the larger word counts. But I'm trying to think. I remember pretty much this exact time last year, for me, 350 words in a day was pretty good. And I remember 1 month celebrating, like patting myself on the back, because I'd managed to get 3,000 words done. And I did 3,000 words yesterday, and the words I wrote yesterday are probably better than what I would have written last year. And I think it's easy to beat yourself up that you can't get the big word counts, but it's like anything. It's like going to the gym, it's like running. You don't set out to do a 26-mile marathon. You go for a walk or a jog. You train your muscles. You sort of condition yourself. And also, you don't have to worry so much about the minutiae when you've done something many, many times before. So when you first start writing, you're focusing on whether or not you're doing it right. So, I don't know, spelling's one thing, but then I don't know, like grammar and POV and just you're just worrying that you're not doing it all right. So you take your time and you try to sort of, like, it's like, as my old teacher would say, pushing custard upstairs. Like, whatever you do, it's with such a laboured effort, and then you do it so many times that it becomes second nature, so then you can start to build up a pace. Yeah. So, I mean, just don't worry about it. I mean, NaNoWriMo, 50,000 words in a month is a lot. Maybe if you're struggling, if you are doing NaNoWriMo yourself, maybe you're struggling to get those word counts in, maybe aim for half an NaNoWriMo this year. And just try to get in whatever word count you can. I think just doing it every day consistently is more important. But I'm going to try and do a few of these sort of NaNoWriMo updates. I think they could be pretty fun. So let us know if you're getting much out of them. Let me know if you do NaNoWriMo. I've got a few writing buddies on the NaNoWriMo website now. And yeah, I'll report back later. Alright, cheers.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.